With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you joined me for the next hour of great listening. On today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll celebrate October birthdays of four wonderful composers whose lives spanned four and a half centuries: Thomas Wilks, Heinrich Schütz, Herbert Howells, and Aino Juhani Rautavaara. Compelling performances of gorgeous sacred choral and organ music await, so let's get started. Herbert Howells always claimed that he felt he should have lived during the Tudor period, so strong was his affinity for the music of that time. His veneration of that music is brought to life in his piece for organ, Master Tallis's Testament, which, while employing more modern harmonies, does evoke the world of Tallis. Mark Laubach plays the organ of St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. The choir and congregation of Bath Abbey sang the hymn Thou Whose Almighty Word with the tune Moscow, composed by Felice Giardini. Peter King conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Jumping back to the oldest of our October birthday composers, Thomas Weelkes was baptized October 25, 1576. He grew up to become organist of Winchester College in 1598 and later moved to Chichester Cathedral. Equally at home in writing madrigals and sacred music, we'll hear several examples of the latter. The Cincinnati Cathedral choristers sing Hosanna to the Son of David. Charles Hogan directs.
Thank you.
music of Thomas Weelkes. We just heard the Magnificat for five voices sung by the Ripon Cathedral Choir, directed by Carrie Beaumont. Earlier, the Cincinnati Cathedral Choristers sang Hosanna to the Son of David. Charles Hogan directed. Weelkes' setting of Psalm 84 is next. Oh, how amiable are thy dwellings is set for five voices and is performed here by the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, led by Richard Marlowe. Oh, how amiable are thy dwellings by birthday composer Thomas Weelkes was performed by the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge. Richard Marlowe conducted. Aside from his deep love of music of the Tudor period, Herbert Howell's artistic credo embraced a never-ending search for beauty in architecture, in musical line, in everything. Our next selection sets a text by Robert Bridges that embodies that search in the anthem My Eyes for Beauty Pine. Set mainly in unison, it perfectly suits the text and shows his natural feeling for melody. Rupert Goff leads the Vicar's Choral of Wells Cathedral. Jeremy Rouse plays the organ.
Thank you.
My Eyes for Beauty Pine by Herbert Howells was sung by the Vicar's Choral of Wells Cathedral, led by Rupert Goff. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Heinrich Schütz was a younger contemporary of Wilks, although in Germany, and is widely considered to be the most important German composer before Bach. Born October 18, 1585, he's credited with bringing the Italian style to 17th century Germany, and he composed a large number of psalm settings, including our next selection. Jubilate Deo Omnis Terra is set for solo bass, two flautinos, and continuo. We'll hear Hermann Christian Polster with members of Capella Fidesinia Leipzig. Hans Grüss conducts.
Jubilate, jubilate Deo, omnis, omnis, omnis terra. Omnis, omnis terra. Omnis, omnis, omnis terra. Servite, servite in Laetitia, in Laetitia. Introite, introite, introite in conspectu eius, in exultatio. Laudate nomen Deus, quo jubilate, jubilate Deo, omnis, omnis, omnis terra. Omnis, omnis terra. Omnis, omnis, omnis terra. In eternum misericordia misericordia eius, et usque in generationem, et generationem, veritas eius, et usque et generationem, in generationem, et generationem, veritas eius. Jubilate, jubilate, jubilate Deo, omnis, omnis, omnis omnis, omnis terra. Omnis, omnis, omnis terra.
Music of Heinrich Schütz. We heard his setting of Psalm 100, Jubilate Deo Omnis Terra. Bass Hermann Christian Polster was accompanied by members of Capella Fidesinia Leipzig, led by Hans Gruss. Music of our own time is coming up, as we celebrate the October 9th birthday of Finnish composer Aino-Juhani Rautavaara, who lived from 1928 until just a few years ago in 2016. My Finnish friends tell me that he's actually much more widely known in America than he is in his native Finland, but regardless, he's composed some wonderful music, both sacred and in other genres as well. We'll listen to two pieces, the first, a setting of Ave Maristella from 1978, which he titled Canticum Maria Virginis. The second is a work from the early 1970s, Evening Hymn. Both are performed by the Finnish Radio Chamber Choir, directed by Timo Nuorani.
Thank you.
Evening Hymn by Aino-Juhani Ratovaara was sung by the Finnish Radio Chamber Choir. Earlier, they sang Canticum Maria Virginis, both conducted by Timo Nuorani. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Herbert Howells once said that he could never consider a composition without considering the space and architecture of a place, and sometimes the ensemble that would perform it. Thus was born a cycle of canticles, morning and evening, for many cathedrals and churches throughout England and even in the United States. We'll listen to one of the most glorious sets of evening canticles, written for Gloucester Cathedral and sung by the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge. Andrew Nethsinger conducts.
Thank you.
The choir of Wells Cathedral sang the hymn All My Hope on God is Founded with the tune Michael by birthday composer Herbert Howells. Malcolm Archer directed. Earlier, we heard the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge sing the Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis written for Gloucester Cathedral by Howells. Andrew Nethsinger conducted. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to music to celebrate the October birthdays of four remarkable composers. I hope you enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be meaningful and inspiring. Some of the recordings have come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is available for on-demand listening on the web at withheartandvoice.org. We also hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.